I'm always delighted to welcome David Fitzsimmons back to Around Cincinnati. We know him well for his series of Curious Critters books and as a Sigma Pro photographer. His photography has been exhibited at the Roger Torrey Peterson Institute and the Telluride Photo Festival. He joins us by phone tonight to talk about his latest book, which is titled Salamander Dance, and which is illustrated by Michael DiGiorgio. David, welcome.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Nice to be on again.
Your books are always a wonderful combination of beauty, storytelling, and actual information about nature around us. And this seems the perfect time to be talking about the setting of Salamander Dance, which are vernal pools. Would you tell us what those are, how they occur?
Yeah, so vernal pools are small wetlands. They're temporary wetlands. And typically, they dry up in the summer. They're often very small. They could be as small as, say, a person's bedroom or as large as the footprint of a house or maybe a couple houses. So they can even be up to, you know, a quarter or half of an acre. But very typically, you would find them walking through the woods, just a small depression, a little basin in the land that would fill up with spring rains or the melting snow in the winter. And then summer heat will often dry them up. And what's unique about them is they're fishless. And so with no predators for amphibian larvae, many amphibians, especially frogs and salamanders, will come to these pools and lay their eggs. And so they're very exciting places in the springtime or late winter. But by summer, late summer or early fall, there's not as much activity in these pools. So this is a great time to talk about them. That's why we decided to launch my new book in the spring to celebrate the migration of salamanders to these pools.
And these are very special salamanders that you've highlighted in this book. Can you describe them visually for us? Because they're quite beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. So the salamander species that I highlight is one of a number of mole salamanders. The one I highlighted is a spotted salamander. And the whole group of mole salamanders, what they actually do is for most of the year, they go underground in the burrows that are made by moles and other burrowing mammals. And so they hide underground, hence the name the mole salamander. But the spotted salamander is perhaps maybe the most beautiful of the salamanders in Ohio, certainly among the mole salamanders, just beautiful bright yellow spots that decorate its very dark black body.
And I gather from what you've said, we wouldn't often see them except in the spring, yes?
That's exactly right. Because they tend to stay underground in these burrows or maybe underneath a piece of bark or leaf litter, you're most likely to find them during their annual spring migration. And so that time varies, and it depends upon the latitude. So they migrate earlier in the south, and then it happens later in the north. But if you go out during what is typically the first warm rain, of course, by warm rain, I mean something like 33 degrees, so it's still not always warm. But some years it could be warmer in the 40s or 50s. If you go out with a flashlight at night and you know where those pools are, you can go and see hundreds, if not thousands, of these salamanders mixed in with wood frogs, a small frog a little bit smaller than the size of your fist when you make it. And the wood frogs will be making a clacking sound. They go, and imagine that times 100 or even 500 frogs making that noise, and then the silent salamander slipping in around them. It makes for a pretty neat experience out in the woods in the middle of the night.
And what is this dance they're doing about?
So when they come to the vernal pool, what they're going to be doing is laying eggs. And so they come to the pool for the egg laying. And so this is part of just like when birds dance as part of their mating ritual where the males are trying to attract the females. Same sort of thing happens in the pools. In the children's book, I don't, you know, talk a lot about that. I'm more interested in the migration and the uniqueness of the salamanders. But this is part of the ongoing life cycle, and it's the way that the salamanders get together and the males say hi to the females, and they just kind of rub against each other. And they'll also dive down to the bottom and then swim back up to the surface. And when they're together, it's interesting. There are all kinds of collective nouns for different animals when they get together, like a flock of birds. Interestingly, they call a group of salamanders a congress.
If I understand correctly, this book comes out of a very special connection with your dad. Is that where it started? Tell us about what he used to do with you and your brothers.
Absolutely. The book started with, at a very early age, as my grandmother would have said, when I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I used to go out to the woods with my dad, who is now a retired outdoor educator. He ran the Mansfield City Schools outdoor education program here in Ohio. And so he always had animals around the house, but one of the most special times of the year was to grab those flashlights, and my other two brothers and I would go out into the woods and we would poke around. We lived and still live near Malabar Farm State Park. So I often would study in vernal pools. There are a number of them. For years and years and years, as I was growing up, that was an annual ritual. We'd invite friends. I'd bring some of the teachers from school, tell them about it. And so it was sort of a community event. And so the book is actually dedicated to my dad, now retired. It's very special to me that I've spent those times. And now with my own three daughters, we head out into the woods and poke around with flashlights and have an opportunity to introduce to them the same thing that my dad did for me.
This book is a bit of a departure because usually it's your wonderful photographs that are highlighting the story, the information you're bringing to us. But this is an illustrated book. So how did this happen? How did you team with Michael on doing the illustrations?
Yeah, that's a good question, Barbara. I have enjoyed illustrating the books with my photography, but in this case, I felt telling the narrative, the annual life cycle as a story of these spotted salamanders, and the life cycle, the annual movement of things in the vernal pool, really could be best depicted with watercolor illustrations. I could depict it with my photographs, but there were certain aspects of things that would be very difficult to show in a photograph. And for example, you've probably seen photographs taken where the camera's positioned right at the water level, so you can see half of what's underwater and half what's above. And we really wanted to depict something like that as they show the pool dropping down its level. But it's very hard to do photography for something like that. So while I am a photographer, I consider myself first and foremost an artist. And so for me, that means choosing whatever medium is best for expressing my current project. And so while I love photography, this personal project for many years, I thought was best done through a different type of art medium. And so I teamed up with Michael DiGiorgio. I actually got connected to him through an Ohio connection, Julie Sikafoos, who does wonderful watercolors and many covers of Birdwatcher's Digest, is also a great writer. She and I were talking one day, and she said, you know, Mike knows vernal pools. He would be a great person to work with. And so that's the genesis of his wonderful illustrations in Salamander Dance.
I am guessing you've been a very busy man lately because I saw that you have about 5 Curious Critter books coming out.
That's right. Continuing the Curious Critters series, in September, we launched Curious Critters Ohio and Curious Critters Michigan, which are board books, little 7-inch by 6-inch thick cardboard page books that feature animals within those particular titular states. And so we have been expanding that series, trying to get the earliest, youngest readers involved. And so we've got Texas and Florida and Illinois and Indiana and Missouri coming out in the spring. They'll actually be coming out in May, a month after the Salamander Dance, and I'm bringing more board book titles out after that. So it's very exciting, getting more and more kids interested. I work in the children and nature movement you and I have talked about before, and this is one more way to get children connected with nature.
And I must say I felt invited right into Salamander Dance. It's just a wonderful book as well as being informative. I want to thank you for visiting with us tonight. I hope we'll see you back soon again.
Oh, I look forward to talking again. Thanks, Barbara.
I've been talking with David Fitzsimmons about his latest book. It is titled Salamander Dance. You can see David Fitzsimmons in person at the Cincinnati Nature Center Saturday, April 30th at 4 p.m. Also, he'll be at the Bruckner Nature Center in Dayton at 2 p.m. on Sunday, May 1st. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.